In 1661, Stockholm's Banco, the precursor to the Swedish Central Bank, issued Europe's first banknotes on thick paper bearing the bank's seal and 8 signatures. "But I don't use cash anymore for anything," said Louise Henriksson, 26, a teaching assistant. "You just don't need it. Shops don't want it. Lots of banks don't even have it. Even for a candy bar or a paper, you use a card or phone." Swedish buses have not taken cash for years. It is impossible to buy a ticket on the Stockholm's metro with cash. Retailers are legally entitled to refuse coins and notes, and street vendors and even churches increasingly prefer card or phone payments. According to Central Bank, the Riksbank, cash transactions made up barely 2% of the value of all payments made in Sweden last year. In shops, cash is now used for barely 20% of transactions, half the number 5 years ago, and way below the global average of 75%. And astonishingly, about 900 of Sweden's 1,600 bank branches no longer keep cash on hand or take cash deposits. And many, especially in rural areas, no longer have ATMs. I think in practice, Sweden will pretty much be a no-cash society within about 5 years, said Niklas Arvidsson, an associate professor specializing in payment systems innovation at Stockholm's Royal Institute of Technology. Cards are now the main forms of payment. According to Visa, Swedes use them more than 3 times as often as the average European, making an average of 207 payments per card annually. More recently, mobile phone apps have also taken off in spectacular fashion. Swish, a hugely popular app developed jointly with the major banks, uses phone numbers to allow anyone with a smartphone to transfer money from one bank account to another in real time. "Swish has pretty much killed cash for most people," said Arvidsson. "It has the same features as a cash payment, real time, the same as handing over a banknote." Adopted by nearly half the Swedish population, Swish is now used to make more than 9 million payments a month. Street salesmen, from hot dog vendors to homeless magazine sellers, have enthusiastically adopted iZettle, a cheap and easy Swedish system designed to allow sole traders and small businesses take card payments via an app and mini card reader plugged into their phones, with many reporting sales increases of up to 30%. Even Swedish churches have adapted, displaying their phone numbers at the end of each service and asking parishioners to use Swish to drop their contribution into the virtual Sunday collection. One Stockholm church said last year only 15% of its donations were in cash. The remainder were all by phone.